escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have Will Howard out with a broken hand. Now, you corrected me before the show and said a fractured hand. Are we saying there's a difference between broken and fractured?
I would say so. I mean, they're similar, but fractured isn't a complete break. So it's a fractured throwing hand.
All right. And that's 3 weeks. So that's his preseason. So there goes our chance to see Will Howard probably ever in a game this season. There it goes. We have nothing to judge him on. Your thoughts on this? My thoughts are that the hype train's just going to come to a screeching halt, because can you imagine if this guy came out and played great in the preseason, what it would have been like? It would have been nuts. Maybe good, too. I don't know. Maybe it would have altered the Steelers' thinking. Who knows what might have happened with Will Howard's preseason, or it might have been disastrous. The worst case scenario where everybody's thinking, oh my God, you know, even the biggest Will Howard fans, yeah, we absolutely have to put all our resources into 26. So I think normally if it were a 6-round third or fourth string quarterback with a fractured hand under normal circumstances, this would be a little tack on in the notes. Instead, it's Will Howard, who's been the most popular guy at camp, national championship winner. Some people that I respect a lot think that he was a steal for the Steelers, and he's been wildly popular. So this is a huge story, actually. It's about as big of a story as a third or fourth string quarterback who was a 6-round pick fracturing his hand could possibly be in training camp, right?
Yeah, no doubt. So, I mean, I was going to save this opinion for the
hot take segment. Do your horrible hot take now, if it must be.
Because, like you said, it is a big story. And from an injury perspective, it sucks. And hopefully it all heals up and he's good to go in a month.
He's not going anywhere in a month. That's the good to do what in a month?
Well, good to use his hand.
He has a scout team quarterback. That would be about it.
Sure, but from a life perspective, if you have a fractured hand, things aren't easy. But
I'm sure he's going to recover and be okay.
Right. As we all hope. I was planning on coming in here today before the injury news broke that if I were the Steelers, I would heavily have considered not playing Will Howard for a single snap this entire preseason.
Here's where we need the sounder with a deep voice, Steve Wilson, our sound guy, saying that was Dom's horrible hot take.
We need to get him on that.
Please keep going.
And now, from an on-field perspective, I think this is the best thing that could have happened for the Steelers. Again, it's an injury. We hope it heals. From an on-field perspective, this is great, because here's what we're starting to see. We're starting to see stories be put out. And
I can feel texts coming in right now. You ever see, what's the Jim Carrey movie where Morgan Freeman's in it, Bruce Almighty?
Yes.
You ever see that one?
Yes.
Where he gets godlike powers, Jim Carrey?
Mm-hmm.
So he solicits prayers, and the prayers come in at like 1 million per second. You remember that scene?
Yeah.
This is the texters with you right now, but go ahead.
So So now you interrupted me. I don't know where I was.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
You said it's good. You said that the Will Howard injury is good because...
Right. So we're starting to see stories be put out and people starting to talk and social media starting to whir that Aaron Rodgers is struggling. He's missing throws. He's looking older. Maybe he's over the hill.
He looked great yesterday, they said, but please continue.
He looked good yesterday, but he's still throwing some interceptions, the whole nine yards. At the same time, Will Howard, as you said, is becoming the most popular player in training camp, and people are falling in love with him.
Yes.
So what would have happened in preseason if Will Howard goes out, regardless of how Aaron Rodgers played, if Will Howard goes out and he lights it up in preseason, all of a sudden you are going to have people say that he should be the starter week one, and then you have what we had last year, which is a manufactured, forced quarterback battle, which is the last thing this team needs right now is debate over should it be Rodgers or Will Howard. We had it last year with Fields and Russ,
and it derailed things. Let me jump in. You're not giving people enough credit here. Even the people who went way overboard on Will Howard realized that even if he had had a great preseason, he wasn't threatening Aaron Rodgers yet. I don't think there would have been any quarterback controversy with the number three guy and the number one guy. Maybe as the season went along a little bit, maybe they would have looked back on his great preseason and said, especially if Mason came in and struggled, they would have been clamoring for Will Howard. There's no doubt about that. But I don't think this automatically, because Will Howard has a good second quarter, you know, against Jacksonville or something, that people would be saying he should play over Rodgers. I don't think you're giving people enough credit.
People overreact to not just training camp, but these preseason games, whether they like to admit it or not. We did it with Kenny a couple years ago. I guarantee you, if Will Howard went out and threw two touchdowns, had no interceptions, and looked great, there would be a large contingent of people saying he should be the starter. I
guarantee
it. There
would be a contingent. It would be the lunatic fringe. It wouldn't be a large contingent.
But it would be a conversation. And it would start dominating the conversation.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would. I'm telling you it would. Aaron Rodgers is a hateable guy. I love him, but there are a lot of people that don't. So you have something to latch on to. Rodgers doesn't look too great. Will Howard does. People would start saying it, and then all of a sudden you have a big thing going into the
air. I do like the way you phrased it. 412-928-9370. None of that was rehearsed, by the way, going back to my teeth and the dreams. I didn't even see you. I haven't seen you in days until like 9:57. So that turned out well. Your horrible hot take is really going to get him going. 412-928-9370. What does this change, the Will Howard injury? I mean, I think no matter what had happened with him in the preseason, that the Steelers are all in the 26th draft right here going after a quarterback. No matter what. And maybe then you had a competition next year. Maybe Will Howard surprises people. My God, Pony is making the guy sound like Peyton Manning, for God's sakes. Have you listened to that?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Oh, I think Pony's going to latch on to that one. I wouldn't go that far. Now, has Malzi agreed with him, and where does Donnie Football stand in this?
I think they both know that Pony's overreacting here.
He is overreacting.
Listen, if what Bob said about Jack Nicklaus was moronic, what Pony is saying is sacrilegious.
Because yeah, I think he's stupid and dumb.
Because
Pony on the warpath today.
Because I hate this conversation now that people are saying Will Howard should be the starter next year. The Steelers have a golden opportunity that most franchises would kill for, that you have a season with a legendary QB, and then in April, you have maybe the best quarterback draft ever.
What?
Ever, yeah.
That's what? Where did you see that or read that? The best quarterback draft ever?
I'm just telling you,
we're looking at Elway, Kelly, and Marino, or are we looking at probably not Arch Manning and name the other guys?
Well, if Arch is in, then it becomes probably the best ever. But then you have Drew Aller, you have Cade Klubnik, Garrett Nussmeier, Lenore Sellers.
So we've gone from Elway to Nussmeier, Kelly to Drew Aller. Have you lost? Now, this is really your horrible hot take.
No, it's not, Joe.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
This is a horrible hot take.
Joe, I'm just saying it is a deep quarterback draft class.
Okay, that's way different than maybe the best quarterback draft class ever.
I mean, Arch Manning could be one of the best quarterbacks ever, and We've
never even seen him have a good college game yet.
Yes, we did. He had two starts and had 13 touchdowns in two starts. What are you talking about?
All right, we've never seen him have a good college month. How's that?
All right, fine. But the point being that anybody who thinks Will Howard should be the starter in 2026 has lost their mind. Come on now, people. Pony. It's just dumb.
Hold on. Okay, you're right. Okay, wait a second here. He had a good game against a school that I don't know of. What is that? Utah State? UTSA?
Yeah,
University
UTSA.
Of Texas San Antonio? What the hell is that?
He can't choose his opponents. He can't.
Well, I know, but let's cool the jets on Arch Manning a little bit because that's his big game. Where are the other two you're talking about?
What do you mean the other two? Quarterbacks?
No, the other two games.
I don't know. I know he had 13 touchdowns. That's all I know. And he's going to beat Ohio State.
He only had nine on the whole season. Now you're lying to me.
I'm telling you what I heard the other day.
You heard he had 13 touchdowns?
That's what Joel Klatt said.
In two games?
That's what I heard.
Who's Joel Klatt?
I think he's also including rushing touchdowns.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's a little different.
No, it's not. 13 touchdowns in two games. Don't disrespect Arch.
It's not two games. He played four games.
He started two.
Right, but the touchdowns were accumulated over four. 13 touchdowns in four games. Two starts, yes. And in the two starts, he had four touchdowns, two interceptions, 29 yards rushing, and a touchdown. So let's cool the jets.
I would give up Adam Crowley for Arch Manning to go to the Steelers. I would give up everything.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I think we're getting a little too hyped on that. The other team he beat was Mississippi State, which was horrible. But anyway... This is why we pay you the big bucks.
They do? I didn't know that.
These hot takes. I love it. 928-9370. How do you feel about this out there? Are you a Will Howard truther? Is that the phrase you use with this kind of stuff? Are you a Will Howard guy? And how do you feel about the injury? How might this affect the Steelers' planning? How does this affect your viewpoint of next year's draft and them going out and sacrificing all kinds of assets to go up and get their guy? I don't think it affects it a bit. I think that's what they were planning to do. That's what they're going to do. And I think Will Howard was a little bit overhyped. However, I was as interested as anybody to see him play in the preseason. So this is a story. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Off the top, presented by JP. Are people ripping you on the phones already?
Yeah, people are already riled up.
Are they? What? Read me some of the texts, minus the swear words.
I don't have access to the text line.
What?
Yeah, I don't have access.
What do you mean you don't have access? You're the producer.
I mean just that. I don't have access.
Can you explain a little further?
I don't have a login
back there. Then call limits and get a login. We need to have the text.
Joe, what do you think I've been trying to do back here? I've reached out to Joel Nelson. Hopefully, I can get access to it.
Jolie isn't going to be, he's not going to be awake till 1 o'clock. Call limits. He's out practicing wiffle ball right now. We need the text to today of all days. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding and the fan text line, which is completely useless apparently at this point, is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Will Howard, the story of the day, but in combination with that, the other big story is how much to play Aaron Rodgers in the preseason. Doran Dickerson had a hot take. Adam Crowley had his own. And they disagreed. I'll tell you who I agree with. And you better believe intern Dom's going to jump in on this one too. Coming up next. And you can as well. 412-928-9370.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.